In Florida, statewide campaigns are partially paid for by citizens. Voters approved the move decades ago to make sure people who wanted to run for a seat could afford to campaign. But since then, the money poured into bids for office has ballooned, and lawmakers think candidates no longer need the financial help from the state. They're proposing a bill that would put an end to public campaign financing. I'm Blaze Ganey. Miami Republican Representative Vance Alupis is sponsoring legislation to end what he calls a waste of tax dollars.
Whether you think $10 million is a small amount on a $90 billion budget or not, I think every single dollar that is appropriated matters because there are real needs in our community. And I just fundamentally, to my core, believe that those dollars are best used to serve our constituents than to subsidize what I believe, as I said, are already overfunded campaigns.
That $10 million comes from state tax dollars and goes toward funding campaigns for statewide elections. The decision to use public dollars to fund campaigns was made over 30 years ago. Alupis says the idea started at a time when elections weren't as expensive as they are today.
When they first passed this act, the first election that I could look to where the match was included was in 1990, the gubernatorial election between then Governor Bob Martinez and Lawton Chiles. Members, between the two candidates in that race for governor of Florida, $15 million was spent.
But $15 million doesn't go as far today.
In 2018, just in the gubernatorial election alone, the two candidates spent close to $110 million.
$8 million of that $110 million is from the tax dollars used to help finance campaigns. The state gave another $2 million to the campaigns for the other cabinet races. Alupis thinks that money could be better spent.
Is this the best use of the finite dollars that we as a legislative body are asked to appropriate? Are those $10 million that are being spent on what I believe are already overfunded campaigns, are those dollars best spent there, or are they better spent in the projects and the communities that we serve?
But Maitland Democratic Representative Joy Goff-Marcille worries getting rid of the public funding for campaigns may be a step too far.
$110 million is a lot to spend on any election, and I agree with you with that, but that was where my thought is. Where is your thought on that particular aspect of being able to help individuals that may not be able to purchase an election?
Goff-Marcille believes a change needs to be made to stop those who don't need the funding from getting it, but she says it should still be available for candidates who don't have the backing of wealthy financiers. Since public campaign financing dollars have been available, the state has given $55 million to campaigns. Alupis agrees a fix may need to be made to allow those who need funding, but first he wants to stop state dollars from going toward financially sound campaigns.